Well, Mr. Race has a customer for the farm, Mrs. Adams, attractive young widow. Mr. Race has been unable to show her the farm yet because the deal is a secret from Jane, and he's been unable to get Jane off the farm for one afternoon. In the meantime, Jane has privately hired a lawyer to look into Mr. Race's meanderings with this attractive, unknown lady. This episode is in two scenes, the farm and then Mr. Race's office. But first to the farm. Mr. Green, the lawyer, has just driven up. Listen.
Hello, Mr. Green. Come in.
Well, aren't you dressed yet, Mrs. Ace? I phoned you to be ready to come right to town when I got here.
Well, I didn't understand what you were saying. What did you mean, everything is set?
I've arranged everything. We're going to get the goods on him today.
What did you find out?
Nothing yet, but come on, let's get going.
Oh, come on, where? Where am I going to run like a chicken with its head off? I have to know what's going on.
I tell you, everything's in readiness. The dictaphone is all installed. We're ready for business. You want action, don't you?
Oh, I don't know what I want. All I want to do is scare him so he won't call up anymore and say he won't be home for dinner.
Now, look, Mrs. Ace, I've already rented the vacant office right underneath your husband's office. That's costing you $5 a day.
I only want to scare him so he... Costing me $5 a day?
Yes.
Why do I have to pay for your office? What kind of a lawyer are you that you haven't even got an office?
No.
I don't see why
now,
I should
just a moment, Mrs. Ace, please. You don't understand what's going on.
Oh, I understand $5 a day.
But I rented this office to install a dictaphone. It's connected with your husband's office upstairs. Now, we just sit there and listen in to what's going on. We can hear every word that's spoken.
Eavesdripping?
Well, in a way.
You mean you want me to sit there and listen to what he says?
Well, after all, Mrs. Ace...
Wait till I get my hat. Just a second now.
Well, now you're talking. We've got to hurry. He's got an appointment with her for 1 o'clock.
What?
He has an appointment with the lady for 1 o'clock.
What lady?
Miss Adams.
Miss Adams? Who's that?
Search me.
Oh, not now, Mr. Green. Who's Miss Adams?
Oh, I don't know. I was just testing the paraphernalia to see if it was working, and I overheard him saying that Miss Adams was coming in at 1 o'clock. He had made the date with her yesterday.
He did, huh?
Oh, come now, Mrs. Ace. You must be prepared for the worst.
Why?
What?
Why must I be prepared for the worst? Why does he have to do this to me?
Now, Mrs. Ace, I've handled hundreds of these cases, and if I knew the answer to that one, I'd be a miracle man. All I'm supposed to do is to get the goods on him. I don't try to reason why.
After all these years and 8 months, I've always said a wife should take the bitter with the better, but this is just too bitter. This is too much. It hurts me here.
Yes, it always affects the heart.
It's not the heart. It's here. It must have been those eggs I had for breakfast. I knew I shouldn't eat when I'm upset like this. To think that he'd do this to me. Man, why, they're all alike.
Oh, come now, Mrs. A.
Oh, present company accepted, I guess, Mr. Green. I'm sorry.
No, I meant you mustn't carry on like this. You must be brave.
Man, don't make me laugh. I wish I'd never seen any of them. I wish I'd have been brought up in a monastery.
In a monastery?
Let's go, Mr. Green. It's 12:30. I don't want to miss it.
That's the spirit, Mrs. Ace. I think we could just make it in time.
Hello, Marge. Yes, this is me again. Did you do anything with Jane? Oh, a fine help you are. I thought you said you could get her off of the farm for this afternoon. Well, I don't understand her. What is she doing that keeps her so busy? Yes, but... Oh, well, I guess it's not your fault. Only I'm in a swell spot. Mrs. Adams is due here pretty soon, and I promised absolutely to take her out to the farm this afternoon. She's getting pretty sore about the way I've been stalling her. Oh, well, I'll have to stall her some more if I can. So long. Thanks, anyhow. Boy, what a mess I get into over nothing. I never saw
that. Well, good afternoon, Mr. A.
Oh, Mrs. Adams, come in. You're early, aren't you?
Only a few minutes.
Well, it's only 12:45. The appointment was for...
I know, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't wait. I'm so anxious to see the farm. Shall we start now?
Well, I have to wait. That is, my secretary is still out to lunch. I have to wait till she gets back.
Oh, I see. Very well.
Oh, sit down.
Thank you. Well, I can't tell you how excited I am about the prospect of actually seeing the farm.
Yes, I can see you are.
I mean, after hearing you and Mr. Ness sing its praises all these days, I know I'm going to love it.
Well, I hope we haven't oversold you.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't. I'll bet I have every detail in my mind's eye.
Well, I hope you won't be disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Well, I hope so. Mrs. Adams?
Yes?
It looks like rain out, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, the paper said rain. I was wondering, if it rains, it wouldn't be as seem as cheerful out there as I'd like to have it seem on your first visit.
Oh, nonsense. I love rain.
Oh, you do.
You know, I'm most cheerful when it rains. The sunshine depresses me, makes me feel I'm not worthy. Rain buoys me up. Strange quirk, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love the country, particularly in a rainstorm. I only hope it does rain. I love it.
Yeah, well, I hope it does, too. In case it doesn't rain, we could wait till someday when it does rain.
Now, Mr. Ace.
What?
You are not by any chance trying to put me off again, are you?
Oh, no, no. I was just saying, well, I mean, you said you like the rain. Mr. Ace,
my mind's made up. If I don't see that farm today, I'm going to look someplace else.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
This thing has dragged along too far. I should have seen that place days ago.
Well, I know.
There must be some reason for you and Mr. Neff putting me off this way. You're the strangest real estate man I've ever met.
Oh, no, it's not us. We want you to see the place.
Then what is it, then? I can see there's something troubling you right this minute. Why don't you be frank with me, Mr. Ace?
Be frank with you.
There is such a farm as you've described, isn't there?
Oh, certainly, certainly. Of course, we're not selling something we haven't got.
Well, for heaven's sake, what is it then? What is it?
Well, Mrs. Adams, I'm going to take a long chance on your understanding. I'm going to be frank with you.
I wish you would be. I must know what's going on.
Well, it's like this, and I hope you see this in the right light. You see, when I went into the real estate business with Mr. Neff, the understanding between us was that my wife was not to meddle in this business. Not that she does. I mean, not any more than any other wife, I guess. But she happened to unwittingly spoil a couple of deals I had with Mr. Neff some time ago, before this partnership.
Yes?
In fact, since the partnership, she spoiled the sale we almost had for this very same farm.
Oh.
So far, I've kept this deal from her. She knows nothing about it. Now, my problem has been to get her off of the farm for one afternoon so I can show the place to you, and I had hoped to accomplish that.
Right in here, Mr. Ace. Here we are. I think we're just in time. Yes, 1 o'clock right on the nose.
How do we hear what they're saying?
Just a second now. We'll get this to working. You see, not only do we hear this conversation, but it's recorded on this machine.
Well, hurry.
I overlooked nothing. Every detail attended to. Now, I'll just turn this switch and give it a moment to warm up.
I don't hear anything.
You will in just a moment. There. There, I think it's coming through. Through now.
That, my dear Mrs. Adams, is the whole story.
My dear, he said.
Hush now. We've got to get every word.
I see. Then the main trouble is your wife.
Exactly.
That's me.
But why didn't you tell me about her before?
Well, I thought I could get away without it, without your having find out anything.
Did you hear that?
They always do, Mrs. Ace.
Well, now what do we do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just relying on your understanding and sympathy.
I understand and I sympathize with you, too, but you must look at it from my viewpoint. It places me in a very bad way.
I can see it does.
I'll say the world it does.
Well, my solution is for the two of us to go out there and face it, together. And since you've warned me about her, I'll be on my guard. And I can promise you that nothing she says will make any difference.
Well, no, I couldn't take you out there while she's there. I promised I wouldn't.
He didn't promise me anything like that.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest just waiting, if you'll be so kind.
I refuse to wait any longer. Isn't there some way of getting rid of her?
Getting rid of her?
Well,
this is getting serious.
I've thought of every way.
Dear, you don't mean that.
I've laid awake nights trying to think of a way. I've even had help of Marge, the young lady who lives with us out there. She tried her best.
My best friend. We were playthings together in school.
And you mean to say you couldn't get her out of the way?
I couldn't. I couldn't drive her off of the place.
Well, I don't suppose you could turn her out of her own home.
Well, that's very sweet of her.
She's pretty hard, Mrs. Ace. She's going to be a tough customer.
It's a problem.
But it's not a difficult problem. At least it shouldn't be. It's only a matter of getting rid of your wife.
Only.
Oh, we both said it together. Oh, I hope he's making a wish. I am. I wish he'd go away and we'd never see
him. You're quiet, Mrs. Ace.
Well, it's going to be very difficult to explain to my brother. After all, he's getting just as developed about this as I am. More so.
Oh, she's got a big brother.
Well, you could explain it to him, can't you?
I'd rather not. Suppose you do it.
Well, if you want me to.
Let's make it tonight at dinner.
Oh, dinner? Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to go home to dinner.
Well, you'll have to stay in town.
Well, okay.
You make him jump through a little finger.
I'll be running then. See you tonight. Shall we say at 7?
Yes, that'll be all right. I'll have to call. call up and be excused from dinner.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's calling me up now.
Well, we've got enough stuff on this one record to hang him.
Hang him? I want to hang her.
Suppose I turn it off now, huh?
496 Party J.
No, I want to hear
him. But she's gone, Mrs. Hayes.
No, I want to hear him tell me he won't be home for dinner.
But you're not there.
This is East 4022.
That's his number. I'll never forget it.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Laura, let me talk to Mrs. Hayes.
I'm not there.
Where is she?
Down here.
What do you mean you can't tell?
We're like strangers. He doesn't even answer me.
Oh, what kind of talk is that? Call her to the phone.
Mrs. Hayes, she won't tell where you are, will she?
No, I told her not to.
Oh, well, all right, then. Don't call her. Just tell her I called and I won't be home for dinner tonight.
I won't be there either. I'll never go back there. He can look for me high and dry. We're strangers. He won't know me from Adam.
Well, there's a complication Mr. Race won't find it easy to explain. If he ever finds Jane again. Just where she goes and what happens, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.